debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
Hey, it's Bubba. Don't forget it's holiday season. And if you don't know what to get for a gift or a stocking stuffer, well, today's sponsor, Manscaped, has all the tools to guarantee you that you win this year's stocking stuffer and or white elephant competition. Manscaped is the leader in men's below-the-waist grooming, and they've served over 4 million men worldwide. That's like 8 million balls, if my math is correct. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with the promo code Bubba. You know, Manscaped's best-selling product should be at the top of every man's wish list for this Christmas, and that's the Performance Package 4.0. Inside of that bad boy Performance Package, you're going to get the Lawnmower Body Trimmer. As a matter of fact, I shaved my chest and arms and my pubes today with it. It's the best trimmer on the market for your balls, your butt, your body, and the weed whacker for your ears and your nose. You got to keep up on that or you're going to look old, buddy. And let's not forget their famous liquid formulations. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner to maximize your ball hygiene routine. Keeping your balls fresh, fellas, is important. You never know when you're going to get some, I don't know, spur-of-the-moment action on those bad boys. Whether this is for your partner, your dad, your brother, your friend, get them something that they're actually going to use, and you might get a laugh or two out of it as well. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with promo code Bubba. Be the ballsiest gift giver this year with Manscaped.
Pew, 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 pew.
Choo, choo.
So we're on,
What?
We're on hi, everybody. It's Facebook. The, YouTube's going to take a second.
It's the Bubba the Love Sponge Show and Facebook Fresh Thought. I like that. My little Facebook homies.
The ladies of the Facebook.
I don't want you. Yeah, that's right. All cool people are on Facebook and hot chicks and even women that might want to secretly, you know, do something with me. Oh. Or maybe just chicks that are just cool and don't want to do anything with me, but nonetheless prefer to watch it on Facebook. You know, like the Heather Wizzes and things like that, you know. Like
the country
girls.
I don't forget now.
Yeah, she's country girls who want to get with me. You know. There's a lot of married good women that watch us on Facebook. It just seems to be where all the hot, cool chicks hang out and watch the after program. Like Tina May and Tina May and Tina May.
I'm waiting for...
How about Tina May?
Have I told you how cool Tina May is? That bitch is the bomb. I love her. And did I tell you that our number one female viewer right now is Tina May?
Woo! Thank you, Tina May.
Tina May coming in strong. Girl number one.
Woo, woo.
High and dry, looking for a bitch other than Tina May. Yell on out. There was a bunch of stuff I wanted to talk about. Oh, yeah. So, Anna.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes we're beating you up, but we're not beating you up. Ash, there's my girl, Ashley. Thank you, Ash. Like, we're not beating you up. It comes across that way.
No,
But we're not. Like, we genuinely really love you. Like, you're...
I know.
Like, no, I don't think you do, though.
I do. I know. I feel like sometimes when Kevin comes in, I feel like I'm just late to life.
You're inadequate. You're inadequate.
I literally used that exact word. Yes.
Blitz, why do I have a... Oh, there we go. Thank
you. Oh.
We're on YouTube as well.
Hi, Tina May.
So how about Tina May?
Now, if you are inadequate, well, how do you, I mean, you know, not, you're kind of like middle of the road around here.
He kind of makes you feel inadequate too, Bubba.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
He makes me. I feel like a real fucking loser.
Right.
And then when he's
I'm probably more inadequate than you in the fact that I had it at one time. I fucked it up.
But at least you had it.
And I had a lot of it.
I know you did.
I mean, I could be really. Had I not fought with my cock and fought with my head. But God damn it, all of us guys make those mistakes, do we not? Speaking of which, Tyler, how you doing, buddy?
He's running in here. Here he comes.
Doing good, Dad.
He's checking on, Daddy. Work out today, Daddy. Got one of them prefab meals, Daddy. Come on, kitchen, Daddy.
I was grabbing a fork because Blizz gave me some fruit.
Oh,
you're eating fruit?
Yes.
Yeah.
Damn, D3CLT, $20 cash.
Oh, you're going to the Magic game tonight, are you not?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Who
stopping in Lakeland. They play the Hawks. It's shit versus shit.
Stopping in Lakeland for what?
Race car engineering. Pick up some race car parts.
Okay. Nice.
Am I right, buddy?
That's correct.
All right.
That's right. I forgot to get that credit card.
Yeah, well.
Daddy, can you put some more money in
there? We're going to have to talk about that, okay? You know, we got a little bit of a budget today, buddy. You can't go fucking crazy.
Like a big budget?
We're going to up your credit.
What's a budget? All right, hold on. I'll tell you what it is.
I got this magic credit card. You just swipe it. You can buy whatever you want.
I don't have to give cash.
By the way, this is the Clem Racing Incorporated credit card
that
I put $1,000 in. But I'm trying to get some more sponsors right now. I got a couple sponsors supposedly sending me some checks. But anyway, Tyler, but I used it. We got probably $800 on the credit card, and then you got that $400 kicker, right?
Right.
So you know, $1,000.
Okay, I was gonna spend like a couple hundred, but I'll spend $1,000.
Oh,
you
no
want
fucking
to.
Way!
Hold on.
I don't want you to spend. I only want. Don't go over there and just be like, man, we got us a motherfucking $1,000, so we must. I wasn't gonna buy this new starter, and I wasn't gonna buy this club, but fuck. No, I mean, only get what you need. Don't overspend we're certainly going to need to buy more shit, but you know, just get the initial shit that you need. Don't forget, I got a well over $1,000 tire order I got to put in, too.
Okay.
So try to keep that. Yeah, so, you know.
I got it handled. I need some new wheels, too.
My kid telling me he's got a handle.
He's got a handle, Daddy. Sean Beck, $9.99.
I got a handle, Daddy. All right, thank you, Tyler. So, Anna, what are you eating? Isn't it a rule that you're not supposed to be?
I just ate some zinc.
She's taking pills.
Is that okay?
Anna, I just wish that you, honest to God, that you could go and be my girlfriend for 1 week.
1 week?
Would you hold my hand?
No.
Would you cuddle me?
No.
Then no.
No, you have to.
Oh.
Like, you have to.
Oh, I'm a slave?
Well, no, but like, you know, if you want to fix yourself.
This is the road to recovery.
Oh, this is like man camp.
This is like, you know, like a life coach, you know, like you're getting sent off to rehab, you know. Mm. If you need to be rehabilitated. You need to just get kind of chin checked a little bit.
You want to punch me in the face?
No. Oh. Metaphorically, you need chin check. You need.
On the metaverse.
In the metaverse.
Oh.
Like, you know, because you're such a fucking paper tiger, and you're so just, you're weird.
Oh, yeah.
You have no idea.
Like, you're fucking weird.
I'm a fucking weirdo.
Like, no guy could ever really like you because you're fucking weird. Like, even the levels of expectation that a guy has to look like in order for you to give him an opportunity is, like, unobtainable.
Mm-hmm.
In conjunction with your little quirks and hang-ups and whine and shit. I don't know. I just feel like...
Greg from Canada,
but here's the thing.
$25 Canadian cash.
Here's the thing. As much as I complain, I also talk about, like, I'm also very appreciative. Like, I'll be like, oh, this is so fun. Like, I'll say stuff like that. So I'm just as positive as I am negative, which equals out to, you know, I'm neutral. That's how that works.
Yeah, but
I think so.
Do you know how it works also?
How?
Having somebody to be that way too. Doing all that alone is just, you know, you're doing it alone.
Like, so what?
Having this emotional roller coaster alone.
I have friends and stuff.
But you're okay.
Well, Bubba, like, do you want someone around all the time? Do you want a girlfriend? Do you want someone that never leaves?
I this isn't about me.
But like,
as Kevin says, she's spinning
it. You kind of go in and out, and you
hold
get,
on. This is not. It. This is not about me.
It.
This is not about me. At your age, I was killing it, pussy wise, mental wise, financial wise. You know, I was just, I was a very fucking successful, sexually active fucking pimp.
Mm-hmm.
Pimp.
At 34 years old. What year would that have been? Give me a year of 34. 21
years ago, 2000.
Yeah. I was straight. I was before I got arrested.
Hell yeah. 9/11 didn't even happen
before
yet.
Before I got arrested.
I was making, I can't remember my contract. I was making $650,000 contract. I didn't have to pay the show back then. I didn't start paying the show until my last deal, which was 2002. So I was making like $850 with bonuses.
You were making that.
Yeah. Getting all kinds of pussy.
Mm-hmm. Like Jill Fox.
No, this is year 2000.
Is that Petraeus girl?
Well, no, Jill Fox is, that's where we left off the other day.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll get back there, guys.
I know.
But, so what year are we talking? 2000, 2002?
2000.
2000,
that was
right.
21 years ago. You were 34. Yep. You're my age.
I'm building my house. I'm in the process of building.
Your mansion.
I'm on the last 6 or 7 months of building my mansion.
Mm.
I'm making $800,000-$900,000 in my pocket a year as a fucking radio guy. I got 2 or 3 nightclubs, a restaurant, just
killing it.
Killing it.
Mm-hmm.
Straight killing it. You know, and then, then you at 34, you got to start with fucking.
Oh, that's where I started.
That opens up everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fucking's like networking. It kind of is.
Hmm, I didn't think of it that way.
But right?
Unless I'm like Kamala Harris, which I'm not trying to be. Who fucked her way to the top.
That's not a pramp. That's not an option for you. Like, that's not how you're wired.
No, I wasn't born in this country.
But you can fuck to, I mean, every once in a while. Fuck.
Yeah, I could.
And even if it was just twice a year, that's not slut standards or even like dirty girl standards or like she's a fucking loose bitch standards. That's just keeping my plumbing going.
Right. Just maintenance.
Yeah, that's just, you know, yearly maintenance. That's an oil change.
Yeah, every a couple thousand miles.
Well, if you didn't drive your car a lot, mm-hmm. I could see you could change your oil twice a year, very much so. Like, if you didn't have very much of a commute at all, change your oil, you know, every couple, twice a year. You need your oil, you know, you need your oil changed a little bit. I think that as soon as you just get fucked.
Lynn Bailey, $25 Canadian.
That it completely opens up something in your world.
That's going to turn things around for me?
I don't know. Maybe, Hopefully. I mean,
what
certainly.
What if it doesn't?
Well, then you just.
Kill yourself.
All right. No.
Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa.
Then you just.
But what if it does?
No, but hold on. Let's say that it doesn't, right?
Yeah.
All right. So what are you out? A fuck?
Yeah, you just reset the clock clean. Instead the
guy,
of 2 years.
Hold on, the guy was clean. You got, you know, there was no, you know, it was just a fuck. There was no, damage as far as like sexually transmitted. You're not pregnant. Mm-hmm. You didn't get fucking herpes.
It wasn't
bad. You fucking came a couple times. Okay.
Happy days.
The guy didn't get clingy. It ended up not working out. Yeah. But hey, whatever. Yeah. You know, you saw him at the gym. He's like, hey, Anna. And you're like, hey, Jim. Fucking, you know.
Thanks for that. Fuck, Jim. Appreciate you.
No, well, right. No, but
Danny Rose, $10 cash.
Hey, thanks for fucking me.
Thanks for throwing me the dick.
But hold on, Anna.
I appreciate that dick.
So like, nothing went bad with you and Jim, okay? It was
nice
all good.
Nice balls, too, by the way.
But, you know, should I tell everybody that, Jim, your balls are small from the roids? But Anna,
small balls. That's okay though. Still great.
So, nothing goes bad. You guys are friends.
Yeah.
But now now you're at least his friend, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of
his dick.
And hold on.
It's not his dick. It's not his cock.
And he kind of owes you one now.
Florida Stanley, $20 cash.
No, but like you know. Okay. What?
Yeah,
if
I gave him some puss.
I mean, you gave
so
him.
He owes me something.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll spot you at the gym.
So let's say that, you know, let's say that you fuck Jim, But you remain friends with Jim. You see him every once in a while. Next thing you know, Jim has, you know, a fucking extra ticket to Louis C.K. concert.
Oh, shit.
Hold on now.
I'm close.
Just feel me out here, okay?
I'm feeling.
So you fucked Jim in January, okay?
Yeah.
And it was a one-timer, but it was not adversarial. It was just like, whatever, Jim.
It wasn't bad,
but you and Jim just figured out what we're going to
be. He didn't drug and rape you. Like, it was consensual.
Oh, nice.
And he didn't, he didn't fucking stalk you, and you didn't stalk him. You're saying, whatever the situation, right.
It's good.
Yeah, whatever. You guys are cool.
You've seen him out a few times and stuff like that.
And when you did fuck him, you guys did chit chat a little bit, and you found out that you guys both admire Louis C.K. That's one thing.
Yeah, we like stand up.
Mm-hmm. We like it. And maybe you guys even watched
like mid pump. He was like, oh, yeah, by the way, I like Louis C.K.
He told us, yeah.
No, but you guys, maybe during dinner or something, that
when we went to brunch after.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah.
Whatever. Right. Whatever you and Jim did, the fact that you guys both admire Louis C.K. came up, and he remembered that.
Sure.
So you and Jim, you know, it doesn't work out. Yeah. Jim goes on down the road. You go on down the road.
Went to some fucking vegan restaurant.
And Louis C.K.'s coming to town.
Yeah.
And Jim's like, you know what? Fuck. Let me call up Anna. He calls Anna. Listen,
yeah.
I got an extra ticket. Third fucking row.
Is this the gym I fucked?
Well. Yes, deep down.
I had a few gyms.
How many gyms have you fucked?
Hold on. Anna.
I threw you the dick that has a small balls.
To answer your question, yes, it's because you fucked, but he's also now, you know, doing you a solid. He's like, hey, you want to go to Louis?
He wants to re-fuck.
Does he want to fuck again?
But now he certainly has something of value, does he not?
Yeah.
Yeah, rather than just that dick.
Yeah.
And the small balls.
So, Anna, that's networking. That's kind of fucking networking.
Yeah.
Net fuck working or whatever.
You're fucking to a Louis C.K.
fuck working
ticket.
But I mean, I just used one stupid example. Multiply that by all types of different possibilities. Let me say,
basically a prostitute because you're fucking for a Louis C.K.
I'm the fucking idiot. You should be fucking for NFTs.
I'm
going to be a crypto whore.
Go buy me some Metaverse Land.
Pussy for a taco stand in Sandbox Land. Pussy for a taco stand in Sandbox Land.
I'll suck your balls for a third of a Bitcoin.
Fuck me for an NFT.
Pussy for a third of an Ethereum with a blockchain kicker.
Give me some of that non-fungible dick.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, Anna, let's say that's me. But see, you know, these guys you're going to be fucking are probably into all this stuff, and you never know when you hit one.
You're mm-hmm. so right, Bubs.
No, I'm for real. Let's say the guy that you're fucking, Johnny NFT, he goes, hey, Anna, I just want to let you know.
Yeah.
Take like $300 or $400 and put it in a fucking NFT with a fucking yippee.
Buy some mana so I can buy a mm-hmm. fake business.
And he actually tells you. Because I'm giving you this real dick, I'm going to ask you to buy some fake business.
Yeah.
Nice. And then we'll fuck in the metaverse too.
You know,
bend me over that fake tree.
I just wish she was this cool hanging out. Because guys would be attracted to that. Like, you know, her being cynical like, this is fun.
It is fun.
But it's just too bad we can never emulate this.
Yeah. Right.
I think the only place that you really can be yourself is right here. That's the problem in itself. This is your meta world. My show. My show is your meta world.
I can't have another acid trip in the next half hour.
I'm going to blow your fucking mind. Listen to this.
Big
buck. I'm going to blow your fucking mind.
Big buck, 1,000 stars.
This show is your virtual meta. It's all of ours. It kind of is.
It absolutely is.
It kind of is. Yeah.
And so now multiply that by everybody that watches this and everybody that's in on the lingo mm-hmm. and everybody that's in on the fucking deal and everybody that contributes and everybody that lives in our Bubba world, right? It's very cult-like. You know the sayings. You know the characters involved. You know the ins and the outs. Who likes who hates who. You know everything. It's a whole big fucking soap opera for guys for the most part. Is it not?
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that our show is. It's kind of like a soap opera. And so since we've established the pay-for-play way, so to speak, right? We're kind of the metaverse of radio.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
And the fact that We are the metaverse of radio. Most terrestrial radio guys haven't established what we use as our monetary source.
Right.
We have, we've basically, the basically Twitch is our NFT, kind of, and our crypto world. And so since we have set that parameter that people support the show digitally by going to our Facebook, going to our podcast, going to our YouTube, you know, going to our OnlyFans, going to Twitch, going to Bubba Army Radio, going to BubbaArmyShop.com, you know, just the various 10 or 11 ways that we monetize our content. Why wouldn't it be Blitz? Because when I asked Kevin, why don't we start Bubba World? And he said, well, because you'd have computer programmers that you can't pay and it would look like Pong. But what if you sold the Bubba World on a prospective type deal? And once you've raised a certain amount of money, you hire a company then, a reputable company, after you've raised the capital to build a really good looking Bubba World.
You can do that, but like to actually do it like kind of for real, it's super expensive.
Like hundreds of millions of dollars?
I don't think that much, but like definitely into like the many tens of millions. To
really?
Right. Yeah.
Trickney Ashley, 500 stars.
Or we can just keep
selling your old clothes.
Sell.
That suit sold.
I mean, she's not wrong.
If I didn't want Tyler to have the strap a little bit longer, the bitch would be getting the strap right now, because that was just goddamn brilliant.
Oh,
that was fucking brilliant. Our NFTs are, well, I got one right behind me, motherfucker.
$1,000 for Buck.
That Buck paid $1,000. I processed his credit card. Buck said he didn't even want it. He wanted me to keep having it. He wanted me to wear it for BARP and then for special occasions. And I told him to tell the merch crick, no, Buck, you bought it, my friend.
Yeah.
I'm only going to wear it to the BARP party, and then I'm handing it right to you on stage. You own it. I appreciate you being so generous by saying I can keep it. But I would feel like a welcher, right? I would feel like I just fucking welched you. Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
Kel Jones, 1,000 stars.
I know what you're saying, even if he said,
I mean, I guess
no,
that would be the ultimate NFT, and the fact that I'm buying your suit, but I only own the digital rights to it.
Big buck,
and you
2,000
still keep
stars.
The suit.
Just seems like a donation at that point.
No, well, it looks like we got the homosexual.
It completed. Thank you, Big Buck.
Oh, the stars party rocket.
The homosexual rocket.
The gay pride
twinkle,
rocket.
Twinkle, twinkle, twinkle. Trickney Ashley, 500 stars. Twinkle, 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 twinkle.
Oh, are we in a star party?
We
are
we finishing? Twinkle, twinkle, blast out.
Man, you're on the pick-me-ups, aren't you, cousin?
Yeah, the hands going.
God damn, you're on the pick-me-ups.
Got the spirit fingers and everything.
Yeah. Spirit fingers and the pick-me-ups.
The jazz hands.
I love it, Lummy. I love the jazz hands with a spirit finger kicker on you, kid.
Thank you. Got to get the star going.
I mean.
Oh, God.
Blitz, I was.
Yeah.
I wonder.
Okay.
Howard Stern paid $2 million to CBS for his entire catalog, and it was nothing visual at all.
Right.
It was just all of his old shows.
Mm-hmm.
What is my shit worth?
Oh.
And the fact that if you take all the audio I've done, which we got back to about some of 98 Rock stuff.
Okay.
All the visual I've done, and you see the mountains and mountains and mountains of tapes I have.
Trickney Ashley, 400 stars.
I wonder if you could get if you could get somebody interested in that to buy the catalog.
The whole catalog?
The whole catalog.
The whole inventory of work.
And they own it. A big time production video company, and then they do spinoffs on it. But then again, Blitz, like, I might have some just unfucking believable shit in there, but I can't get it out. I can't distribute it. I can't edit it.
Kel Jones, 1,100 stars.
You know what we should do, Blitz, one day is we should inventory our catalog,
mm-hmm,
and say, okay, we got 1,800 hours of porn stars. We got 4,000 hours of stunts. We got 2,000 hours of interviews. We, you know.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
And a partridge in a pear tree with a couple of glass dildos.
Yep.
And a kangaroo kicker.
Dawn, 500 stars.
Right, I mean,
500 stars.
You think? I mean, Anna, what do you think about?
I mean, instead of selling it, I feel like the move, and I could be totally wrong, is where you still own the rights to it, but
and
you
NFT
kinda,
it.
You OnlyFans it. No, like you have subscribers,
like we're doing now.
Yeah, like we're doing now, radio. Because then you always own it and you can have it. And
true,
use
but
it.
I think you NFT it.
I think I wouldn't NFT the whole thing. I would NFT like bit by bit, maybe.
I mean, you could NFT.
Because then it's just one lump sum, and then you got nothing after that.
Mm-hmm. No, you NFT like, you know, like let's say that you
like
had let's say you had Hoyce Gracie in here, okay? And you edit it, you edit the interview down, and then you know the guy somebody owns the whole, you know, somebody in
like
you,
a 10-minute interview or something.
The video part
that.
Or just the audio?
Because
those were
different?
Videoed.
But you could actually do both.
No.
Can you do? Are there like audio NFTs? I'm sure there are.
Yeah.
God,
but I mean, there's
weird.
Visual NFTs. Like I already gave.
Yeah.
Me and Blitz are we've already been contacted by, and we're already starting. I'm just going to be in full disclosure. We're already trying to do the visual NFTs of pictures of my childhood and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're, but again,
how do you even get started? Like, how do you even put it on the NFT marketplace?
Well, that's where you have to find one. And we have found one, or mm-hmm. one found us.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so I would say in 90 days, I would say by March, we will be in the NFT game.
Oh,
now,
for sure.
Now, maybe sooner. Blitz, I'd actually say by February.
Probably, but I mean, like, March is definitely safe to say by March.
Lynn Bailey, and 500 stars.
We're going to be in the NFT, and I think initially on it's going to start out with pictures, but I met with Tom Bean yesterday, and it's going to be video as well.
Yeah.
And the people and the people and Blitz, you can tell me if this is right or not. But the people that supposedly are doing the NFT, the organization that's doing the NFTs the best right now, the slickest, is the NBA.
They're definitely one of the top ones.
Yeah, the NBA really, really
with all the dunks and everything.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and their video clips, right? Like short, like 4-second.
But
video
I mean,
clips.
Like, yeah. If you look, Tom Bean was showing me this site yesterday where like the NBA has. You know, like they'll do like a 12-second clip of this guy in a breakaway dunk with a 360 wind jam, Willie, and they'll show it from three different angles, and then they make like 25 of those available, and for they're video cards,
yeah,
but they can't be the same card.
Well, yes, they can.
But it's a non-fungible token.
But
it can't be replicated.
Yeah, but you can say, hey, this is the one, and I'm going to sell the rights 1,000 of these, or 500 of these, or 10 of these,
but they
or
must
one.
Be different clips,
no,
though.
No, no.
Just like Anna, for instance.
Like baseball cards. Like, they'll have, like, one card. They'll print 5,000 of the same card.
And that'll be a collector's card because, you know, they made a million of the other cards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I was just thinking, if someone were to play that video and they had to pay someone for the rights to use it, who would they pay if 10 people have it?
Whichever one
of
the 100 people
that
own it.
If someone were to play that video and they had to pay Hold someone up. For the rights to use oh, it, who would they pay?
I'm not trying to do that. I'm not trying to do that. I just... Here we go. So here is... this is NBA's...
Yeah, they're called Top Shots.
And
I'm sure this
NFTs?
Is
going to
be a royal. Well, this won't be this year.
They're NFTs, but like,
is this royalty free?
NBA Top Shot.
I don't know.
You're going to probably get striked.
Oh,
yeah. So I can't play it.
Mm-hmm.
It explains it into so much that money. That,
I know. I mean, know. We can maybe try if you want to, Bubba. Yeah. But what
it does is this particular video kind of explains what I'm trying to explain.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Lummy?
Yeah, there's like certain moments in NBA history that now you own.
I understand that.
Let me just play if they fucking strike.
So a lot of them, Anna, like you actually don't own like the actual copyright rights to be able to then resell it and stuff.
But you do on some instances.
And most of the time, yes.
Hold on.
And over the conversation surrounding both basketball and crypto commerce. Top Shot is, in its simplest form, an online basketball card trading forum. Fans can buy and sell video clips of their favorite players from the past two seasons, called Moments, and grow their collections. Moments are just that.
So, these moments are like little 8 and 9 second, you know, like a highlight of LeBron doing a dunk or a guy hitting a three or something like that.
Yeah, or
and,
maybe the goat pooping on you.
Yeah. Creatively packaged clips pulled from.
So like, there's 137 of this particular video available, mm-hmm. and it sold anywhere from $340 to $50,000.
Question: yeah. When it's like this moment is for sale and there's 137, does that mean it's the same digital footage for each yes. one of those 137?
Yes. Yes.
Or is it that shot but from different
no.
angles?
No, it's, like, the, same it's thing. The same
so
thing.
You can either own like the rights to that, or let's say they had 500 of those, then each person owns like 1/500.
Well, why not sell like a million of them? Why are we capping at 137? Like,
because that means it's lower.
Then it wouldn't be worth that much.
Yeah,
because everybody
worth
has
like
it.
4 cents.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Broadcast feeds of games. High-flying dunks and big blocks and everything in between. These clips appear on YouTube, Twitter, the NBA's own website, ESPN, and yet they have immense value. Moments can come from one of two places. Directly from Top Shot, in the form of limited edition packs that sell for anywhere from $9 for a set of common cards to $230 for a pack that could contain some of the rarest in the game. Or they can be bought and sold in the marketplace. Think an online swap meet.
Like Blitz, I would almost have to hire a guy to do anything, just run the NFT department.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
We don't have those capabilities.
We don't have the time.
I don't even understand it.
Huh. Individual moments are traded between users for cash. To date, more than $365 million.
Hold on. Let me just back up on this.
Oh.
Hold on.
More than $365 million exchanged hands between users on the marketplace. Six sales have broken six figures. The most expensive of which was a sale of a Cosmic Edition Series 1 LeBron James dunk from a game against the Sacramento Kings on November 15th, 2019. It changed hands for $208,000. So why are some users emptying their pockets for them? Their appeal is simple. Like anything on the blockchain, their history is public and has immediate authentication. Everything traded.
So they're saying, Anna, one of the reasons why that these clips are worth something is because they're traded on blockchain, and they immediately give the owner a digital imprint and basically a digital receipt that they own it.
Right.
Right, Blitz is kind of giving you a digital receipt.
That's the whole purpose of NFTs.
Right, and the fact that you can prove that you own that.
Yeah.
Has a digital key, identifying what they are, where they came from, and where they're going. They can be traded instantaneously, bypassing the logistical nightmare that Mars Material World Art Collective. There is no hassle packaging or shipping, no problem dealing with authenticators, graders, or auctioneers. Over the past year, the amount of money exchanged...
Now, Blitz, Tom Bean had mentioned that we take some of my better paintings and use this fancy camera that you have, and I could start with some of my artwork,
mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Where you could own, you know, like I do 10 copies of this particular piece and right. 5 copies of this particular piece. I mean, if I'm selling used suits for $1,000, what's my artwork going to go for?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's because I'm a big time star.
Yep.
For NFTs has skyrocketed.
I mean, I'm sorry. You can hate all you want, but I'm a star.
Superstar.
Cardinals outfielder Matt Caesar made $35,000 in February alone from digital art sales. Another artist who goes by the name Fuosis on Twitter has made $1.5 million this year. In late February, an NFT sold for $6.6 million, and another recently went for 10 times that much. The value of digital art is booming, mirrored only by similar growth in physical collectibles. That Michael Jordan rookie card hiding in your childhood attic could be worth more than your house. Top Shot meshes the NFT and trading card worlds, pairing LeBron James with the blockchain. And its scarcity of rarer cards, the immediacy that comes with everything being digital, and the lack of typical restrictions like shipping or grading that helps drive prices and profits. A Top Shot collector who goes by the name Pranksy has carved out a reputation on the platform as a power player, investing more than $1 million into Top Shot and earning more than $4.4 million in sales in return. Even those playing with smaller sums have turned four figures into six, depending on when they join the platform. It's hard to say how much money.
So turning like $5,500 into $100,000.
Yeah. Right, but they're saying that only happens to people that got in super early.
When marketplace fees could generate over time.
But if you have a fan base, Blitz, that we have, then we're not trying to compete with the world. We have built-in customers, right?
No, I know.
In the best case scenario, it could be hundreds of millions of dollars. That's enough to potentially affect the salary cap, though neither the NBA nor the NBPA would comment on the details of their finances.
Now, but Blitz, who owns the original rights? The NBA?
I would think so.
Because the NBA is going to get paid, right?
Mm-hmm.
or the broadcast company that broadcasted the game, right? TNN.
Yeah, but I think NBA retains the rights to those.
You're probably right.
Financial partnership. As the digital art marketplace continues to grow, NBA Top Shot's at the forefront of sport and art. Time will tell if it sticks.
Time will tell if it stinks. Notice how he just throws that part in real fast.
If it sticks.
Oh, that it'll stick?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Bubba.
Yeah.
Hey, I was just wondering, you guys didn't put Must Be the Lummy on the songs yesterday. What do you think about Must Be, or what?
We did put it on.
I mean, no, he didn't.
That was the Daniel one.
Listen, I think that the three parody guys, they picked their five songs,
oh,
are they not?
Right.
Well, Must Be the Lummy was from Daniel.
Were great, and they were great, but Must Be the Lummy that
Nelly buddy, I'm sorry. Carlos and Dark Match and John from Naples are all fucking brilliant, and, you know, I had to pick the best 15. Maybe Must Be the Lummy would have been number 16. I don't know. I can't fucking argue with you, buddy.
That was from Daniel.
So is that guy just not a normal guy?
Right. You're right.
Maybe
just play that song one more time, because that song's so funny.
Yeah, well, I'll play it tomorrow. See you later. Leave me alone. Buy it as an NFT. I'll have it up tomorrow. Lummy, you know what you should do is you should make me an album for Songcast with the top 15, like you know what I'm saying?
The ones that he gave us?
Yeah. Like, okay. You know, like.
Yep.
Can you do that for me?
Yeah, I got them already downloaded, so I'll just put them together.
Top 15 of 21.
Yeah. And get it up if you could.
No problem.
Anyway, Anna, back over to you. Do you understand? It's tough, and you're smart. This whole fucking world.
Not when it comes to like technology.
And
really.
Blitz, are you gonna go? Like, are you gonna go buy land on Metacast or Metasphere or Meta or whatever the fuck?
I don't know. Maybe
11,000 is a lot though.
I could have. You know, whatever. I could have a few months ago when it was a lot cheaper, and I didn't because I thought it was stupid, and I think it's just as stupid now, but there's still money to be made in it, so I might do something.
I mean, Snoop Dogg's in there now. You can go hang out with him.
Yeah, but Snoop Dogg's got real content, though. Like, he's got Snoop Dogg isn't there as an investor. He's there as a content provider to get fucking paid.
He owns a big portion of the land.
Yeah, he's there as an investor.
He's building his virtual mansion.
Well, he's there for both, but yeah.
I know, so Snoop Dogg is now what does he own in the metaverse?
He has a piece of land, and you can go hang out there and watch him in concert and stuff.
NFT, never forget to pass it. Quickest way to get your motherfucking ass kicked. Smoking big while I'm bouncing in the classic. No cap.
Now, Blitz, if you buy the land, the sliver of land that Snoop had to buy to build this Snoop Dogg world, do you then have to have money to build?
He basically has like a club there that you can pay to go into.
Yeah, you
got
to buy tickets.
I know, but do they sell you the club, or do you have to buy the land and build the club?
No, he owns it.
You have to pay to enter.
He bought it.
They
gave it to him.
Yeah, someone built this for him, so he technically, quote, owns it. And then
it's like a nightclub or a concert. If you want to go there, you buy a ticket.
What I'm trying to say, did he have to buy the land? And then when you buy the land, do you have to buy materials in order to build whatever the fuck you want to build on? Or they just say, okay, for, you know, $10,000, we'll put a nightclub here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or do you have to fucking, you know, actually have Big Red go out there and put the rebar in there?
You have to buy the materials to build everything.
Yeah, if the normal person, yes. I mean, obviously somebody did it for him.
But okay, let's say you're the normal guy. You're not Snoop Dogg. Probably with Snoop Dogg there, they probably got a hold of Snoop Dogg and like, listen, we want you to be in our NFT world.
Yeah.
So we're going to give you a nightclub, motherfucker, and you're gonna obviously be an endorser and an early investor because we're going to give you
a percentage.
Because we want to validate what the fuck we're doing with your celebrity, right? But let's say, you know, that you're Bubba Clem.
Right.
And you want to go live in
Planet Bubba Meta.
Whatever. But what I'm saying is I want to go buy the land next to Snoop Dogg,
because
I want to open up a nightclub. I want to open up a rock club.
Right.
And so do I got to buy the land?
Snoop Dogg's going to call the county and get you closed down because of ordinance violations.
Then my white trash are going to end up fighting with his people.
Mm-hmm.
It costs about $150,000 to build a home or whatever coins, whatever the stupid thing is.
$150,000 meta?
Yeah.
Which is, mana? But isn't mana like $2 or $3?
It's for the upfront. They want you to buy like a mansion. It's dumb.
Hold on. So they're saying, like, if you want to own a fucking Mac Daddy mansion and this metaverse, that it potentially could be $300,000 or $400,000 cash.
Yeah,
U.S. money
to own a mansion.
You mean to own
on
nothing.
A video fucking
to mean,
game?
You mean own nothing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
like, so what Kevin was saying earlier too is you can buy like inside of a game now you can buy, and I think this is how it will actually be used for the most part, is let's say you're in Fortnite, for example, and you want to use a certain gun or you want to have a certain skin, then you can buy those kind of like you do now. But also, so like let's say Ninja is on there. Ninja uses this skin and says, you know what? I've used this skin. I'm going to sell it now. And if you want to buy one of the skins that Ninja has used, you can buy that.
Whatever. Fuck it.
And then where a lot of the money is going to be made, though, is so that guy buys it from Ninja. Fine. That guy had said, okay, well, I've had it for a few weeks. I'm going to resell it. Maybe make more. Maybe not. Who cares? But the original person then gets a tiny percentage of that.
Hey, well, you basically have to have every time, shit.
Every
something
time
that
it's
people
sold.
Want.
Wait, why? Why?
Because that's how it works.
When the weed come around, real shit, two puffs, nigga, pass it.
So,
right, exactly. You got past it after two puffs.
And the people don't even look real. Like, this looks like Minecraft fucking shit.
It's like
shit.
Fucking Legos.
Yeah.
Right.
It's blocked.
I only want that loud talk. Oh, you got it, roll it up and let me stand.
Like, I mean, do you think that it'll eventually get so refined that the people will look real?
Yeah, probably.
Keep an eye on my weed, because if I don't, it'll disappear like magic.
So you're paying money to go to a fake club now.
Right. Oh, and he listen to a live concert with the dog.
Smoked the whole sack, only got a
which his live concert is just putting a CD machine in there and hitting play.
Yeah. Right, it's not actually like, live.
Sometimes they are.
Oh, like a live stream sort of thing?
2021, Snoop D-O-Dub.
You can buy a different Snoop iteration.
NFT. Never forget to pass it.
Man, I don't want to be late to this fucking party. I want to make Bubba World bad.
Quick as what?
Come on, some of you fucking computer guys. Build this shit for me immediately.
Get your ass kicked. Oh, yeah, this is another classic. Now, right on. Right on.
Growing weed.
So all he owns is this Lego-looking fucking nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can
buy
it's
a big chunk of land.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Fuck. This is mind-boggling, is it not?
I know.
And Blitz, fucking A, be honest. Do you think that this is going to be a thing?
Unfortunately, it will be.
There was a CryptoPunk sold for $530 million. And
what?
It, Bubba, this is what it looks like. This is so disgusting.
Blitz, can you bring... Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, well, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. I just farted.
Oh, I heard it.
It wasn't in a
mic. Yeah, I could hear it.
But can you bring in your fucking camera
sure.
for us to take some pictures of my artwork?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know fucking...
That was $530
million. Wax would give $8 for one of my fucking Lithio Gibbs.
Your what?
Lithio Gibbs.
passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Lithio Gib, huh?
That's what I'm calling my shit. Lithio Gibbs.
All right.
What? Hold on, Anna. What did this sell for?
I can smell that.
$530 million.
I mean, I wouldn't pay more than like $200,000 or $300,000 for that thing.
I wouldn't pay
like CryptoPunks are a thing.
What?
Yeah, those little digital things. I don't.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I don't get it. I'm so confused.
And somebody made this thing?
Yeah.
Some third grader?
Yeah.
On Microsoft Paint.
And they sell for a shit ton. The rare, rare CryptoPunks, 850,000.
What?
I quit.
Yeah, me too.
I just want to come in and do a fucking show.
This is why it
blows
so...
my mind. Like, literally, this is like doing mushrooms without doing mushrooms. It's got me spun the fuck out.
This is why it's so frustrating, because our whole lives, we're told to value certain things. And shit like this, we would never value, and now we're told that this is fucking treasure gold. So our whole calibration for what we should value is completely off, because
right.
We're just like...
You're completely
what?
So right.
What the fuck do we value? I thought I should value a cool car, but apparently I should value a fake bowling alley!
Right. Like, we have to recalibrate our whole way of thinking.
So that's why I'm resistant to it.
Shitty stuff is now cool.
Right.
Stupid, fucking third grader, shitty stuff is worth a lot, and really cool stuff ain't worth shit.
Right.
What the fuck?
Right. What the fuck?
See, it used to be cool to own a real club. Now it's cool to own a fake club.
Yeah, I own real ones when they were cool.
Yeah, well, they're not cool anymore.
I'm gonna get into fake fucking shit too.
Yeah, you need to.
Fake.
That's why it's so infuriating, because you're just like, I have to recalibrate how I think about everything.
I'm telling you, Planet Bubba Metaverse. That's the new club you're
gonna
open.
I'm fucking telling you, Planet. Yeah,
and you can be the DJ in it.
Why can't I be the owner? I gotta be the fucking DJ.
No, you gotta be the DJ.
No,
man.
I'm like,
you can be the goddamn janitor too.
Yeah, nightclub DJ.
No, that's
clean
what
up
I was
the shit
is.
From the fucking the drunks that puke all over the fucking bathroom stall.
No, because then people pay to go
clean
there
up
to
all the
watch
shit,
you.
Lummy.
I was saying you be the DJ, people would pay you. People would pay you to.
Well, somebody needs to buy me a nightclub in one of these real fucking cool deals,
right?
Here.
In the sandbox.
In the sandbox. Now, Blitz, how would I go and find out what shit for the sandbox is selling for?
You got to go to one of the real estate brokers.
Yeah, it's like...
We have to go to a fake real estate broker.
That
great.
Is correct.
Which is some fat bitch in fucking Wichita, Kansas that's smoking cigarettes, slinging fake land.
Making a lot of money doing it.
What the fuck? Can somebody send me to a real estate broker of the sandbox?
A lot of them don't show prices too, but yeah.
They do. It's...
Hold on. Am I really going to a real estate broker right
now?
Yeah,
it's metaverse.properties. I'm just trying to send you the link.
Send me the link, buddy. I'm going to see what's...
All right, I'm in the sandbox right now.
What's that, Lummy? Can you get it to me?
I'm trying. My computer hates me because I'm...
No, say what you just said, though.
What, my computer hates me?
No, you said my computer hates myself.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
The world's first virtual real estate company.
But a lot of those don't show prices, but you can look at it.
No, it does.
Buy land. Okay. I can buy land in Decentraland.
Yeah, go to Decentraland.
No, how about Sandbox?
I will check.
Because that seems to be the most popular, does it not?
Decentraland is, but okay.
All right, Decentraland is?
Yeah.
All right. So we'll go to Decentraland. This is the most popular, supposedly?
Probably.
Yeah, this is the Zillow of fake shit.
Yeah, this is Zillow. This is
the
Zillow
website. The Decentraland property that's made for you.
Keep scrolling down.
You'll find land in five districts of Decentraland, including Crypto Valley, Dragon City, Ethereum City, Vegas City, Fashion Street, District X, and more.
So pick one.
So I want to live in the Dragon Estates.
Okay.
Is that the red light district?
Here it is. Oh, they're telling me to make an offer.
I know. That's
Some are showing them like 3.2.
That's what I tried telling Lummy that sometimes.
No, because I was looking at it with Kevin. Him and I were looking at it on that one.
Lummy.
Yes.
Try going to like a different one. Well, let me see. I don't know if they have anything for Sandbox for sale, but you can check.
Lummy, where is a place that I can see stuff for sale?
I'm trying to.
Here we go. Hold on.
Back to it.
We're in the Sandbox. It says the Sandbox property that's made for you. The Sandbox is a community-driven platform where creators can monetize voxel assets and gaming experiences on blockchain. From conference, commercial spaces to art galleries, family homes, hangout spots, Metaverse Properties offers land in premium locations in the Sandbox blah, blah, fucking blah. Now, it gives me 3x3 game credit estates attached to make what? All right, here. Is this where I need to go, you think, Blitz, right here?
I can't see it, but
38 individual connected lands.
Try it.
I clicked on it. Now,
I just clicked. I sent you what Kevin and I were looking at before.
We might have to resend it because it fucking it only stays up for a certain amount of time. All right. Checking your browser, accessing the Sandbox game. On, look at that. We're playing a fucking game.
Yeah, I'm looking up cauliflower on a fucking Sandbox. It's $23 for cauliflower, Bubba.
All right,
you can buy real cauliflower for less.
All right.
So go the fourth one, Bubba, is a piece of land.
Right here?
Yeah, now see where it says 3 point something? Yeah, there you go.
So it's $3.05? No, it's $11,000.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm sorry. I am sorry, but I would have to fucking literally bust my ass all year to save $10,000.
Like
I
would,
that would be like the most I could save all year if I fucking just absolutely busted my asses. I might be able to save $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have to take my entire year savings to buy. What am I getting?
Nothing.
You get a piece of land, kind of by that guy's face.
Like right here.
Yeah, that's the one.
You wouldn't want to have some property there, man? That was a good spot.
Bubba, I found a great deal. Evil Snowman for $570.
Where are you going to put it at?
You don't have a piece of property
my
to put it there.
My front yard that I don't own.
Yeah.
That's all that I can afford. You can't even afford that.
You have to buy a fucking
$12,000 property.
You have to buy a rental.
I can't even afford cabbage on this shit.
So here's what they say you're getting.
That's all I can afford.
A land is a digital piece of real estate in the Sandbox metaverse that players can buy to build experiences on top of. Once you own land, you will be able to populate it with games and assets. Each land is unique, non-fungible token lying on a public Ethereum blockchain.
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
This is some fucking dumb shit, man.
This is some dumb.
And I'm upset because it's dumb and we have to integrate ourselves in it because this is the future. I know Kevin's right. Has he ever been wrong?
No.
Yeah, it fucking sucks.
Yeah. So what if I just want to live this life and I don't want to live that life because I don't want to buy a piece of fucking land? I don't even own any land in real life. How can I own land?
Right.
Well, maybe that's the whole thing.
And it's more expensive than fake land.
Yeah, it's literally. I'm trying to sell Bubba Raceway Park for real.
Maybe you should make it fake.
Fake.
Triple the cost.
Do they have racetracks there?
Sure they do.
But then you got to get guys to build race cars to come race. The next thing you know, you got one guy that race. I mean,
yeah, but you won't get rained out in the metaverse.
in this shitty game.
Somebody will buy fake rain and fucking rain on your race.
Cause you per droplet.
I can't even fucking wrap my mind around this bullshit.
How much to buy a thunderstorm?
So this little piece of land right here, this little piece of fucking land right there, which looks like it's by a whole bunch of other little pieces of land. Am I going to build a house there?
Maybe they're going to
build a
Walmart.
Fucking gas
maybe
station.
Maybe
there?
You hear. Maybe you got insider trading that Walmart's going to open up a place there, so that land's worth more.
Oh, that's
this is
true.
12,000. But
someone could buy it for you. They want to build something big.
Mm-hmm.
To play a game.
Or buy stuff. So if you go to the search, see up top, like the search, you type in something and it can find.
Search
like,
where?
Go up, like see where the little, right, keep going up toward the top to your right. Yeah, right there. Yeah. So you type something in.
How about like buy a race, a car?
Car. Yeah. Type that in. See what comes up. Just hit enter.
Enter?
Yeah.
Car, C-A-R.
So you can buy whatever it shows.
Then show any fucking cars.
Yeah, but that's what you buy.
What?
What do you mean that's what you buy? I want to buy a car. I'm not trying to buy a fucking giraffe. Like, when you buy a car, you buy a car.
Well, like, they have paintings and stuff
it's
of that
fake.
Kind
Who
of stuff.
Cares?
I know. Like this. I'll show you that. Like, I just went on and it showed me a Jennifer Aniston painting you can buy for $306 and then display it on your piece of land.
So my land now just has a billboard of fucking Jennifer Aniston that I paid money for it to?
Yeah.
And how do I?
You can't even jerk off to that.
Yes, I can.
So my neighbor, does he have to pay me every time he looks at it or some bullshit?
No, but if people like it, they can buy it from you
How
for more.
How can we make Bubba Army fucking pieces to put on our land?
Ooh, Sean Hannity.
That's what we're trying to do.
We need to just sell Bubba Army logos.
I'm trying to get into this, but my fucking Lord, it's tough to wrap your mind around it.
Because it just seems so fucking dumb.
It seems so fucking stupid.
You know why? Because it is.
It's so sad. This.
What if I
headed.
Wanted to buy a hooker? Can
we're
I put,
fucked.
Can I put hooker?
Yeah, they got people for sale on a
hooker.
Sandbox.
Hooker.
I'm looking at them right
now. No item.
Can't afford any of them.
They're all white.
How about a woman? I want to buy a woman. Nope, you can't buy women either.
Lame.
Can in real life.
How about a fucking bulldozer? I mean, what can you buy on this motherfucker?
Right, nothing apparently. A Jennifer Aniston painting.
Yeah.
If you type in NASCAR, there's some pretty lame, like... Right. Paintings or something.
Looks like my shit. This, you know what? I think this is ran by the Chinese government because my computer's locked up.
Yeah,
so
it's locking mine
so
up.
Mine. I clicked something
no, for
I
real.
Shouldn't have.
Yeah, this whole thing is to fuck us.
Right.
Mm. Now they're going to get, you know what?
Sandbox.
Now tomorrow we're going to send 5 Bitcoin to get all my whole fucking deal unlocked.
Mm-hmm, they can just have it at that point.
How long has this shit like Sandbox been around?
20 years.
No, like no. 8 days.
Seriously, it's been around that long?
No, I think it's been around since like November.
Bubba, you want to buy a car? I found it.
All right, send me a link to it.
So you can buy a NASCAR car to drive around on your property and stuff.
Yeah, look like a real fucking... For $382,000?
Bro, that looks sweet. I want one of those.
It puts it in your collection.
Hold on. This is where... You gotta fucking hit the brakes, Blitz. So the guy
the
next
brakes.
Door. Hold on, Blitz. The guy next door.
I've been trying to buy a car for a while. I'm buying one of these.
The guy next door, I think you would agree, has a really nice car collection.
Yeah, well, now you can flex on his stupid ass.
Blitz, does the guy next door, Doug, have a really nice car collection?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Yeah.
I mean, right?
Yeah, he's got real cars. That's a jobber. Yeah.
So can you imagine if he goes. I just paid $382,000 for this fucking Lamborghini. Well, you know, so did I.
Hey, Bubba,
I paid $300. Let me show you what I got for $382.
Okay,
I got a fucking car that looks like a third grader drew it.
Hey,
on a sketch and etch.
Tomorrow, I'm driving to the virtual BRI with my virtual car. I don't need to come to work anymore. I got my virtual car. I'm driving the virtual BRN. Fuck it.
Oh, shit.
Fuck it. I'm not doing
shit. Want a race, bro? Fuck boy.
You have to buy virtual gas for your virtual car.
And how fast can that fucking hoopty go?
Oh,
not very fucking fast. I mean...
It goes 3 pixels an hour.
But by race car standards, if you were to buy a $382,000 car, you could get a really nice fast car. Can you not? I mean, you could get a really fucking fast car in today's world.
For how much is it?
For $382,000. So for $400,000, Blitz, you can get a fucking fast car, right?
Yeah.
You could almost buy a Pista.
This thing.
I just sent you where you there's all the cars, and they keep going up. The car, Chevy Camaro to a Pontiac Grand Prix, the more expensive.
This literally insults my intelligence.
I can't wait till you see it. Like,
it's the same thing.
I know they're just.
Hold on, the one even goes in front of the other one. Look at the white one with the long dong goes in front of the green car.
And they're getting more expensive as you go down.
There's somebody that is on mushrooms that is worth $1 zillion right now for making cars. Hey, dude,
I just made these fucking...
I got Microsoft Windows 06.
Paint. They got motherfucking paint.
And I make these fucking cars.
And these assholes are actually buying them. What the fuck?
Well, you're going to have to build a whole new fucking two-post lift.
Hello?
A fake lift.
Yeah, fake garage.
Hello?
Bubba.
Hey, I got my car collection on this thumb drive. You want to see it?
Yeah.
Speaking of cars, I think you should buy on the metaverse, a cream machine that goes around and broadcasts your show. Then it can break down in the middle of the road, and you know it's just
never
to be used again. And then they send me a bill for the fucking virtual record service that came and took it to the fucking virtual fucking shop and fixed it.
Like, motherfucker, you didn't do shit.
You got a towing sponsor for that.
Yeah. See you later.
Oh, if you want the NASCAR shop, right? NASCAR shop, so they can, you can come fix your car. It's $1,679,000.
Blitz, I think there's a guy like Dr. Evil that's sitting here fucking doing all this, going, these are the stupidest motherfuckers in the world.
Like, Bubba, if you keep scrolling down, you find the shops.
We're joking about this because it's funny, but like, this shit's right real.
That's right there. That's you own NASCAR towing.
Where?
Like, see NASCAR racing?
Where? Right here?
Yeah, now. You own the rights now to all that
hell
stuff.
Yeah. That's
in
gonna
the
get you
metaverse.
It's going to give you so much
$32,000.
Yeah, for NASCAR racing. There's NASCAR towing, so you own the tow shop that has to tow the cars.
You're going to get so much fake pussy from this.
Hey, honey, you could be a real... We need to bring you back here as a real whore.
Yeah.
Like, just fucking everybody. And then we could see how that's working out for that girl.
Yeah, see how it's going on for Anna in the metaverse.
Anna,
in Sandbox metaverse.
Anna H is real, and Anna M is Anna metaverse.
Yeah.
And what if Anna M is just the most popular bitch ever?
Hell yeah.
Got guys buying her shit. Mm. Fucking, you know, she's just fucking.
Balling out.
Straight balling
just
out.
Driving in fake cars.
Yeah.
I mean, look at that car. Look how badass those cars you can buy are.
Fuck yeah. Put my big fake jugs on the nice.
But Bubba, you could be a NASCAR finally.
Car.
Racing.
They got horses.
You got a nice dumper in the fucking virtual metaverse,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, my big old fat dumper.
What would this thing cost?
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's
pretty snazzy. It's sad that we're now impressed by that. We're like, hey, shit.
Yeah, that's awesome. Make it all
right. It's pretty right. Like, we're like, oh, that's a fucking Picasso right there. Compared to the, oh my God. You know what? The animation
let them load. I want to see some of this bullshit.
The animation looks like the type of technology I use for the Dire Straits Money for Nothing and
Chicks
for Free.
You're exactly right.
That's what all of the artwork in this metasphere looks like. Remember the movers?
It was like fucking garbage.
Right. The movers on Dyer's, I can only imagine what this one costs, Blitz.
Oh, they want you to make offers.
Oh, I'd pay fucking millions for that. Look at that thing. That thing is so weak.
Tony Stewart's going to be buying that. It looks like Chase Briscoe's car.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, Blitz, what I'm saying is, like, does Tony Stewart own all the rights to all of the Stewart Haas cars? And if they were to put those up, like, I got to think that he does.
I can't imagine they would allow. I mean, like, that's not legal.
I mean, no. It would be legal for Tony to sell it because it would be legal for Tony to sell his pick likeness of his cars.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, if the NBA,
I typed in Tony Stewart in the search. I'll send you what they because one says Tony Smoke Stewart.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
Well, there, here you go.
Whoa.
Here's Tony's.
And how much?
It is worth, hold on. It's worth 0.01.
Oh, not really that good.
Looks just like him, though.
It does. We need to we need to do picture. Oh, look at that.
Yeah, from Star Trek or whatever.
Is that Patrick Stewart?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not the Star Trek guy?
That's kind of cool, though. Yeah. I like to have one of those of me. I bet you that would. I mean, I bet you somebody would pay $110.
Oh, it moves. A wonky eye.
It moves.
Yeah.
You got a lazy ass eye.
Yeah. I need to do that. I need to do that to me. I mean, fucking Bubba Light would pay $110 for that all day.
All day.
Oh, yeah, we'd sell 50 of those. Maybe we need the NFT. Oh, look.
Kristen Stewart.
Look at this. Right here.
Oh, hell yeah. Wow.
Oh, $2.
$2?
For a cartoon.
$2.94. Yeah, for a cartoon.
That's great.
That's what mine would go for. $2.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Okay, no more. See you later.
Oh, I minimize it right in time.
You're good. Thanks. I don't know if this excites me or if this freaks me the fuck out.
Depresses you. I'm depressed.
But, Anna, what if we get on the start of, like, Blitz will tell you, we have been talking with a company for about a month, and we're going to get into this space. I just don't know the space that well, but we are going to have some of my shit as NFTs.
Yeah.
If it doesn't sell, I mean, it's no fucking skin. Like, who cares?
You can't even post it yourself. Like, you need a...
No, you got to work through a company that does, you know, you got to work through a company that sells it.
So you can't just, like, post it like you post something on eBay.
You got to register it. And
you got to have a marketplace, which is like an eBay for
NFTs.
Can you do an NFT marketplace?
Look, there's Joe Rogan.
Oh, his spinning logo?
Yeah. So, I mean, what you do on it is you find something that you own, which would be like, you know, like Joe Rogan owns that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you get an account...
Okay, but you can't do it yourself? Like, you need a broker or something?
Yeah, you can't do it yourself. There's
no way. You just gotta use a marketplace.
Okay.
No, you can easily do it. You don't need anybody.
But you guys, okay. But you guys are
But you would need something. You could sell it on your own, but you would need something if you were going to get a percentage. You need a brokerage firm if you were going to get a percentage of every time that thing is traded. I don't think you could do that on your own. Every time that image gets traded, I think that in order for you to get a percentage of that transaction, you would have to have registered with one of these companies. I don't know that a guy could do that on his own.
Why do you get a percentage of it once it's sold?
That's the way it works.
So if I sell it to you, if you sell it to Lami, then I get a percentage of that transaction?
Yes. Like, no, let's say this. No. If I own it, Bubba the Love Spot.
Yes.
You create it.
It's mine. I own it.
Yeah, yeah.
And we distribute it, and you bought it.
Right.
You bought it for $100.
Yep.
And then you have it listed. You have it up there because people can see what you own.
Because I want to sell it for $120.
And you list it for $120, and Lummy buys it. Well, you get $120, but I also get a percentage, like a point or two, of that sale.
But then if Lummy sells it, do I get a percentage of that?
No.
So just the creator does.
Oh, okay, just the creator.
I see.
So you can see why Blitz and I are going to be fucking doing NFT downloads
But so, I think what Anna's saying is, like, why are we going with a guy to go through somebody else? Because there's other deals there. But
you don't need a broker for putting something on eBay.
No, like, if we went right to where we're going to sell it at, we can do that. Like, we don't need anyone.
Okay, so then why do you need the middleman?
There's other
issues.
Yeah. Now, Blitz, do not broadcast this, okay?
Okay.
It's something naughty.
Okay.
But, like, they're doing these, too.
Sure. Yeah.
And that's $551.
Yeah, for the... fake porn? I don't even know.
Now, Blitz, I own a lot of that, too.
I know.
I own a lot of that.
Well, I was kind of wondering with the guy we're dealing with, like, is that okay?
Yes.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, I mean, is that okay?
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Let's take a break. Let's go home. Fuck it.
Yeah. Go home.
I'm watching this, and this is lame.
What are you watching?
Lummy.
This guy make a club. I didn't want to send it to you.
Lummy, it's not lame, because we're getting into this
game. No, not the NFT. I'm saying what I just want. Like, it was a tutorial on how to make a club.
Blitz, I'd like to get into the NFT world before I get into the fucking mega deal.
In this video, we'll have a quick
just
look
go to toward the end.
Sound and a few
it's so bad.
The last option here is message interruptible. If set to true, you can set the message dancing E.
That's a, and so our sound dance can club. Be heard
even if we move away from the location of the radio. And there you have it. With a few quick clicks, we're set up and ready to party. If you use the sound component, make sure to join the Discord channel and share your progress. You know,
the funny thing is, this is nothing new. Like, literally, they've been doing the same thing on, like, Roblox and even, like, Second Life. And then they've been selling the in-game stuff forever. I mean, you know, not ever, but, you know, 20, 30 years.
Well, it's all new to me.
Yeah, it depresses me.
I just don't, I don't know. Stuff I thought was cool sucks, and things that I thought suck are cool.
Minecraft.
Oh, God, Minecraft.
That's basically what this is.
Yeah, it looks just like it.
I know. It looks like Minecraft and Roblox. Did you fart?
Yep.
Yep. I smell it.
That was quick.
No, the last one, too.
All right, well, I'm going to get into this NFT shit. I'm going to get into, like, you know, some of the porn stars that have been in here.
Mm-hmm.
Because, Blitz, you know I have a very extensive release form. And if I have a picture of you or you appeared on my show, I got you locked up. I even have in my release form, my 2257, where I own technology that hasn't been invented yet.
Right.
It actually has that verbiage for when you're here. So, yeah, I'm just going to, I mean, Anna, as stupid as it sounds.
Yeah.
I could become very, 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 very wealthy from this.
I'm very aware of that. And I think you're way ahead of the curve.
Yeah,
way ahead of the curve.
Oh, yeah. And now, and you know why I'm ahead of the curve?
Because Kevin?
No.
Oh.
Because you own all your own stuff?
Because I own my own stuff.
Yeah.
Again, Blitz, what is everything we have worth? I would be saying, I would say tens of millions of dollars. Potentially.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, I'm going to get a good night's sleep tonight.
Sweet.
Yeah, double pills.
I didn't get any good. I fucking did not sleep worth a fuck
last night. And you fucking.
Why?
You might have. I mean, did you do anything else?
Did you jerk it?
What are you talking about? Why don't you get to it?
Did you fucking double up your 246 or anything?
No, in fact, I ate right at 4. I mean, I ate right at 2. Ate meatballs with no carbs at 2.
Okay.
Was a little bit late on my meds. But what usually fucked my meds up is if I eat too late. Mm. So I had the empty stomach at 4:15.
Mm.
And then for some reason, it just didn't work last night. And I was up till like 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Did you re-up at all?
I did.
Okay.
I dropped a Z.
Yeah.
And then now I'm in a Z hole.
Oh.
About, I don't know, 9:30 or 10, maybe a little bit later, I snapped one off and took
snapped
a Z.
Snapped a half a Z?
Yeah.
Yeah, I snapped a quarter Z.
I slept pretty good, actually.
I actually got to go to the bank and get some money. Blitz, I'll tell you this. Talk about a great feeling. This bank gets a hold of me and says, hey, you got this one account that's got $1,700 in it.
What?
And yeah, so listen to this. It's just right around the corner. And, you know, it's inactive. We're going to close it because there's not been any activity like in 5 years.
Whoa.
So I'm going to pick up $1,700.
Are you going to drive the moped there?
As a matter of fact, I am.
Awesome.
I'm going to drive the moped to a bank in West Shore and pick up $1,700 cash.
Hell
now,
yeah.
Fuck Snoop Dogg. I'm goddamn pimp.
Yeah, you are.
Fuck yeah,
PMP.
Baby.
PMP.
Bubs.
I'm here to get my money. Meep, meep. Meep, meep.
And be like, see that fat guy?
Yeah.
He's Bubba the Love Sponge.
The guy in the moped?
Yep.
Is he still in the air?
With the fucking rearview mirror or the rear light dangling
the guy,
down?
The fat guy that arrived in a moped just took out his last $1,700. He used to have $17 million, and now he just took out.
He thought he won the lotto because he got $1,700.
He's more pimp than Snoop Dogg.
And he said, and he laughed at us all and said, I'm going to be the king of NFTs. I'll be buying this fucking bank soon, bitches.
Is that a fucking
virtually.
Beep, beep, beep.
Virtually. Oh, he owns the virtual bank across the street from us.
Right.
Planet Bubba Bank.
Yeah.
Those Valley are virtual bank.
No, those are work boots. Makes them look a little taller.
You need to go and paint and start doing some mopeds.
Blitz, can you start? Honest to God, I'm not fucking kidding you. Can you bring the camera in? I can gather up my best pictures.
Okay.
We can start those with NFTs. Or should I just go right for the horse?
I don't know.
Oh, I did the Artie podcast yesterday.
How'd that go?
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I'm just not going to tell you when it's going to get released.
Did you get the email?
No.
Oh, I thought they updated it.
What email? What email, motherfucker?
Didn't they update it?
Update what?
The date of the podcast.
I was told not to say what day the podcast was coming out until the day the podcast came out.
Okay, okay.
Do you know something that I don't? Did they email us something?
Yeah.
When?
Today.
What time?
I thought you told me that. I thought you said during the break that they updated the date.
Ruh-roh.
Blitz, I wish you could deal with yourself sometimes. I wish
you said during the break that they update. They pushed the release back.
I never said on the air.
No, 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 privately, not on there.
Yeah, motherfucker, and I can't say what day it is it's that day.
Okay, okay.
You dumbass.
Okay.
Why has everything got to be the negative side of things? Why can't you just roll with it?
Oh, no, it's not negative at all.
Anna, do you find it frustrating for me to have to manage this guy?
A little bit, yeah.
Thanks, appreciate it.
No problem.
I'm going to get that pussy
go
for
get motion
Blitz
sickness,
does.
Bitch.
I'm going to get that pussy for Blitz does.
You're the man, Bubba.
Oh, how much would that make you mad, Blitz, if I blasted Anna before you did?
Would that make
no,
you
for
mad?
Real. Like, for real. Like, let's shoot this fucking for real.
Yeah,
for real?
We're in sandbox land.
Yeah, you know what, Blitz? We're in sandbox land, and not virtually, but in real life, I fuck Anna before you do. Now, for real, I think it might be breaking bro code.
Oh, I already told you a while back how I felt about that.
I know. So let's just talk about it.
Yeah.
It would kind of be breaking bro code.
I said that that's probably one of the few things you could do where I actually would shoot you.
And see, Anna, that's not fair. Because you're not
so
his.
Why came at me?
So, Anna, but you're not his, are you?
No.
Okay. You're not nobody's, are you?
I'm nobody's.
Well, why couldn't I
I'm a free agent, as they
what,
say.
And what if you put, what if, Blitz, what if she put the moves on me and she's like, hey, Bubba.
Well, then I would shoot her, obviously.
You'll see that in a minute.
It's the kind of guy we got to live with around here. I mean, can you people find Blitz as intolerable as me?
Sometimes, yes.
Thanks. There you go.
Yeah.
There it is.
Go get that.
Plus, I got that one decision to make, Blitz, that I don't know what I'm going to fucking do.
Oh, yeah.
Because quite frankly, I don't want to do it.
Really?
Yep. I'm leaning towards fuck you.
Can I be honest?
Nobody hint.
No, not at
as
all.
To what we're even talking about, but I'm leaning towards telling somebody to fuck off. I don't want to do business with them anymore.
Okay.
And what do you think I should do? Give me your honest opinion. Just swallow my pride and do it?
Yeah.
What a fucking pussy.
Well, because, you know, there was that deal towards the end of it where you don't have to live with it forever, you know?
Oh, shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, we hope to have our NFT department so we can be individually rich. I'm going to be rich, and I'm going to pay the people a little bit better, but I'm taking all the money on this shit. I want to be rich again.
Of course you do. What's going to be the first few things you buy? Like, all right, let's say that for some reason you're fucking one of your NFTs is like, holy shit, everyone wants it. You get $10 million cash. You got $10 million cash right now. What are you getting?
Nothing.
Gonna crypto it?
Nope, I'm gonna buy a nice car.
Hold on. Turn on Tyler's mic.
Go ahead, Tyler.
Can you give me $1 million?
That's the first thing he said.
No, first thing I would do, Blitz, if you're talking about $10 million?
$10 million free and clear in the bank. It's yours.
All right. I would first buy.
Now, you gotta remember that, like, I'm not saying $10 million a year. You got no other guarantees.
Just
you have $10 million
sum.
Free and clear. Now, you might make more in the future. Like, I'm not saying you won't.
I know, I got $10 million.
Gotta buy property, Bubs. That's appreciated.
I'm gonna buy. I don't know what I'm gonna buy. I'm buying a dirt late model hauler.
That's a good investment.
No, you know what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go to like
buy a condo on the beach.
I'm gonna go to like this is just how I'm wired.
I know you
I'm gonna go to Mark that. Richards, and who is the owner of Rocket Chassis, and I'm gonna say, Mark, how much would it cost to rent a year ride for Tyler on the World Outlaw Circuit? How much would it cost?
What do you think that would cost? Because I have no idea.
I would say probably $600,000. What would you think, Tyler?
I was saying probably $1 million.
Yeah. Probably $1 million.
Now,
so I still got 9 left. So I'm like, Tyler, I'm going to buy you 1 year's worth of this shit. Hopefully you've established yourself as a good driver that you can, you know, somebody will hire you after this first fucking Cedar year, okay? So there's a million. I'm down to nine. And then I go and I give you guys all a couple hundred thousand.
Thank you so much.
I give Blitz more. Like, if I give you 250 on, I give Blitz at least 500.
Of course.
Maybe a hundred. Maybe. Maybe
I might give that.
I might give Blitz, you know, 800.
Yeah, damn. He deserves it.
So I'm probably down to about 5 million bucks. And I probably buy, you know, a nice property, but not one that's going to, you know, over, like, I'm not going to overpay for some big fucking ass mansion. I'm going to go out and buy, you know, $1 million, $1.2 million.
You could buy your old house back for $2.4 million.
Fuck you, Blitz. That's how we're ending the show.
Are you in Tyler prompt?